are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, this is The Dina and Greg Show.
I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter, and the date today would be December 6th already. What the fuck's December up 6th. With that?
I don't know.
Seriously. How you doing, Dina?
I'm great.
Dina drank a little bit too much last night.
I drank vodka. That's not good.
You are hilarious. It's all your fault, though. It's really your fault. When I said, let's go out to that event.
Well, you said, okay, and I was totally down with that. I'm like, let's go to this event.
Said, let's go for an hour.
Let's have a drink or two. You know, yeah, that's cool. No problem. Go for a couple
Next
hours.
Next thing you know, I'm at Fiesta Cantina.
And Next I've thing got- I know, you said, let's go to Fiesta Cantina. I'm a broken transsexual today.
Anyway, we want to say thank you to Jovi Ginolo for inviting us to that wonderful event last night. We were at 11 last night for a fundraiser. It was a fashion benefit for the Amanda Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so we had such a good time, and we got to say hello to a bunch of people and see some people we haven't seen in a while. And we missed Eva Longoria by like 10 minutes.
I'm so over that. So over it.
She said she's upset with you.
I know. You know, and she texted me, where the fuck are you? And I'm like, Eva, I'm on my way. Wait for me. And she said, I don't have time to wait. I'm done with you, Dina Martinez. And I was like, really?
Really? So, but pictures, I'm going to throw pictures on my Facebook of it last night.
They're He's going to throw them.
They're not very good pictures, but I'm going to do that anyway. So
I threw a picture of me up.
So fucking deal with it. Anyway, so the night went on, though, and we ended up at Fiesta Cantina for a little bit.
And you drug me there.
The bartenders. But it was, the bartenders gave us cups of booze. It wasn't even funny.
I love my
I drove to WeHo last night. No cab, no bus, just drove. So I had to be a little bit of, you know, I had to be responsible.
And you had to be safe.
And so we go to, we're at Fiesta Cantina. We're, you know, having a great time. And then we decide that we're going to pop into Mickey's quick.
I don't remember deciding that. Yeah. But
we are going to do a quick walkthrough after Dina then proceeded to get into a fight with an icon.
No, don't say it.
Just an icon from West Hollywood.
Well, I feel bad because
then she's like, Greg, have a drink. And I said, no, I'm being responsible. I can't. I'm already drunk. I have to wait to get, you know, like, I've got to drive us home. So I turn around, say hi to my friend Joe, turn back around, and the bitch is handing me a drink.
I did that.
Yes. And then I say, I can't drink it. And then she throws this huge...
wasn't a huge fit.
Oh, you were upset. So upset because I was not going to drink it. And then I proceeded to start to pour it into an empty glass on the bar, which I thought she missed. Apparently, she missed the whole time at Mickey's. So I'm not really.
Yeah.
And then I gave the drink to Joe. And then I got another lecture, and she ran away from me. And I proceeded to have to find her again. Yeah, it was funny.
I don't remember that.
And then we got home. And on the
if
way
I don't
home.
Remember
do you remember stopping to Taco at Del Taco? Do you remember that? Because my credit card. Do you remember that part?
No.
I couldn't find my debit card, and so we were going to go to Del Taco, and we're going to go to Del Taco, and we stopped. I got out of the car, and I got back, and I'm like, fucking, I don't care. We're not going to Del Taco. And then that's when you started to go into your mini whatever episode.
The mini faces of Dina.
The episode.
Oh.
And before I knew it, the quote of the night came out. Dina, why are you crying now? I'm crying because I'm pretty.
You know, it didn't happen. I don't believe that this happened. I don't. You're just making up stories.
I'm crying because I'm pretty, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep coming back. It works if you work it. So my next stop this week is an AA meeting. So, yeah. Wow.
An AA meeting.
Yeah.
Would that be at Here Lounge tomorrow night?
Yes.
For our event?
I am going to be there, and there's not an AA meeting at Here Lounge.
There will not be, but there will
be. But there is Sobar tonight at, or it may be over now, but I'm.
Anywhere.
Obviously not there, because I'm not Sobar.
Okay, so hi.
I was Sobar'd.
I'm Greg Potter.
I'm Dina Martinez.
If you would like to call in, the number here is 818-818. Not 323. 818-602-4929. 818-602-4929. And later, Kelly Mantle will be on the show, so you can talk with her.
Yes.
But you're stuck with the two of us for a little bit, so...
Yeah, I'm really sad, but Del Shores was supposed to be in the studio tonight. He unfortunately couldn't make it because he had had a scheduling discrepancy that came up. So, you know, he's at a Cracked Christmas tonight, I think is what it's called, a benefit, and he's performing and doing whatever. And then... Jason Dotley was going to come into the studio too, but the poor thing is so sick. I feel so bad for him because I know what's going around. So we're wishing you well. We wish you really well soon.
And we will have a track to play for you in a little bit mm-hmm. from his new album. It's so fucking amazing.
It is amazing.
I love it.
It's Jason Dotley and Debbie Holiday, and it's a hot track.
Do you
it's
like
a
this?
Hot track. Yes, he's Greg's dancing in the studio.
Anyway.
Dancing.
So what have you been up to this week? How was Friday night? I have no idea what
you know, I went out for a little bit and it was good. I looked cute and just did a real quick Friday night thing, and I had to go make an appearance at a birthday party. So I went out for a little bit, which, you know, next weekend, not doing a goddamn thing. Tranny is sitting at home. Tranny is sitting at home next weekend.
No, we going out.
We're not.
Okay. If I go to San Diego, though, I'm dragging you with me.
I can't because I'm working on Saturday.
Oh,
I'm doing.
Anyway.
So, anyway.
Friday night, I opened a bottle of wine and started cleaning my house at like 11:30 at night. My grandmother was proud. Jerry Potter, call me up.
Great.
I told her that yesterday.
Jerry.
Yes. I'm now Jerry. I joined Facebook last week. We all know this. And
yes.
Now it's taking over my life.
It's amazing. This transformation into the 21st century is just, it's astounding and really enjoyable. I'm liking it.
I'm ridiculous.
It's fun.
Ridiculous. And I need to take the app off my phone because that is just as bad.
He's picking up some of my characteristics now. We were out at the club last night, and then he decided to try to text or Facebook somebody when we had been drinking about business, and he's like, I can't do that.
I don't remember that part.
So me, yeah. You didn't black out. I'm such a pretty girl.
We were just ate it in and out, and we were in the corner hiding like Karen did in the episode of Will and Grace at the taco stand.
Yeah,
I was
over in the corner.
I don't know. I don't know what you want to say right now because, yeah.
You're cracking me up. So I did a little video post on Facebook today. And no, I wasn't drunk then. That was when I was completely sober. Everybody thinks I was drunk then already.
And Brian Murdoch last night. No, I did not fall in love with Dina. Duh. I was ogling some man with his shirt off upstairs. If you would have came out and saw us, you would have met him. And then you could have introduced me because I did not talk to him. Anyway.
So I am excited about the possibilities of guests that we have coming in the future. If we can talk about this real quickly.
Yeah, definitely.
First of all, Tabitha Coffee was on Tony Sweet's show on Friday. And I was listening to it and called in. She's going to be coming into the studio sometime and doing our show too. So adore her. She's really fun and entertaining and just I love seriously cracks my shit up.
Well, when I first came back to LA the first day, well, the day after the first night, because I dropped you off to do Golden Girls brunch, and then I came and saw you later that afternoon after I'd been drinking with Joe and Tin all day. And then
she's
you and Tabitha were running around the Abbey, and that's when it was the tranny scavenger hunt. Here's Dina's purse. Here's Dina's shoe. Here's Dina's makeup curler or eyelash curler. Anyway.
Oh, that was the drunkest makeup day of my curler. Life. That was the drunkest day of my life. But she's a bad influence.
We're talking about guests coming up. We've got
so she's coming on soon.
Devin Green and Joel Bryant. They contacted us this week, and we are in love with you guys. So you
totally
know,
totally in love with you.
Yeah, addicted. Check
and
out
Betty Bauer.
Betty Bauer, America's best Christian. Check her out on YouTube. Funny. We'll do something on our website too with her.
I think we do. I think we will.
Anyway, so I have an addiction lately.
Tell me about your addiction.
Can we talk about
it? Yes, tell me.
I'm still a little embarrassed, but I think the way to get through it is if I talk about it. Dips. I have been eating dips like there's nobody's business. It's so bad. So
dips.
Bad. Dips. Anything you
with
can dip
chips,
in.
With
vegetables.
Yeah.
French onion dip. Guacamole.
Crackers, rather.
Taco dip. What? Yeah. Ridiculous.
I made taco dip this weekend.
Hummus that I bought just a couple days ago lasted like 20 minutes. I'm ridiculous.
That was my...
And now we're talking about dips. I'm shutting the fuck up.
Now we're talking about food again. We just like... I just stuffed myself.
How's your denim gown coming?
It's in the corner right now. I'm working on another nude illusion evening gown, and I think I fucked it up yesterday.
That's when I came over, and you're like, I fucked up my dress, and I'm like, it looks fine.
We'll see. I'm hoping to make it look good. We'll see. It's just going to make me look nude and rhinestoned.
So I have a confession to tell you.
Tell me.
Today when I was making pancakes, I was going to call you over and tell you to get your ass over at my house, but then I realized they were lumpy.
Lumpy pancakes,
and I would have heard about it all day. Anyway, I wrote that down for some reason. I don't know why the hell I'm telling you now. So,
there's been
a lot of stupid shit in the news this week.
A lot of stupid shit, like...
Well, just, like, even stranger and funnier than we normally get. Do you want to talk about any of that right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Unless you have anything to add about our lives.
You know, I have a lot to add about our lives, but, you know, I'll add it here and there.
We'll add it in a little
bit. That's who I am.
Who are you? I really should have brought
Dina
you.
Martinez.
I wish you could all see Dina right now. I wish I would have brought her in a pillow and she could. we could have adjusted the microphone and for just lay her head down.
I really want to do that. I was laying back in the chair and I thought I was going to fall. I feel unpretty. That's what I call it, unpretty.
Can I take that, ma'am?
I feel unpretty.
I'm going to eat your hand. So there was, on our way here, we heard a new radio commercial here in LA that's talking about texting while you're driving.
One Mississippi.
And it starts out like this.
Two Mississippi.
Until you get to five. And
three
it says,
Mississippi.
Think about how long you haven't been looking at the road while you've been counting. I'm not even looking. I'm thinking, why am I counting with the radio station?
Why am I counting one Mississippi? One California. Two. Okay, so it was really, I know, right? And so it's about don't text. You have your eyes off for 5 seconds when you're texting at least.
And it was much funnier when we were joking about
funny.
It in the car.
It's not funny now. But what is funny, this is a perfect segue into, I was watching television on Friday night. And I think it was like The Ghost Whisperer or Medium because, you know, I'm addicted to those shows. Speaking of which, Jennifer Love Hewitt, you're gorgeous. I want you to come on our show. Yes.
You were right next to her last week when you
I
got
know,
your...
I know.
Over at Psychic Eye.
Don't remind me. Okay, so CBS, I'm watching CBS, and then all of a sudden there is like some guy, I'm not even certain who it
man.
Was.
A man. Just keep that in mind as she continues the story.
I was like, guy, man, whatever. But I get it.
Continue the story.
I'm continuing the story. Leave me alone. Stop yelling. So this gentleman from some... one of the shows or something. I don't even know who it was, like I said. But he was doing a PSA and he was saying something about give the gift of a pap smear.
Is there a special Hallmark card to coincide with that gift?
Happy pap smear.
Here's a massage, a pedicure, and a pap smear.
Oh my God. I was just rolling on the floor at that moment. I just dropped and...
What was that again? Well.
So, yeah, it was interesting. So,
I've got
the gift of a pap smear this holiday season.
That's wonderful.
And I get
it. I hope I get one.
The point was to, you know, get a pap smear so they can make sure that you're getting everything checked out. So
really?
You know, just in case you have cervical cancer and you can get it, you know, you can...
Thank you for this public service announcement. So,
CBS wants you to give the gift of
there was a couple in there was a couple in Texas that their hen, yes, chicken hen, laid an egg with a cross in it. What the hell are you are? I'm looking for a new trainee co-host.
Shut your face.
Anyway, this Texas couple, they said that it was this. Okay, there was a cross and an egg that this hen laid. I'm just repeating this. And they said that it was a sign of encouragement during the holiday season. And then their names are the Norrells. The Norrells say eating the egg is not an option. What the hell?
It was
a cross and an egg.
Inside, obviously not inside it.
It said it was inside.
It there was
no
inside?
There was no photo. No photo.
There was no photo? I want to know, was it inside? Was it like a crucifix cross?
I'll look
was
it up it right a, now, but I don't think it was on there.
What kind of cross it was said, it?
Oh my God, woman.
No, I'm just saying. I'm curious. So, yes.
So curious.
So curious. I was happy to find out that this week in, let me find it. In, well, I've got a couple of things. This is funny, but in Port St. Lucie, Florida, I guess Lucy, I think that's right.
Lucy!
There, there was a man who was arrested for rubbing a hamburger in his wife's face. So in Florida, this couple got into a fight. They were into it. They were yelling at each other. They were cursing each other out. All of a sudden, she drops Coke, pours Coke on his hamburger. What does he decide to do? Rub it in her face. And she goes to the police and says, my husband rubbed a hamburger on my face. And the police said, let's arrest this man for rubbing a hamburger in your face. And he was arrested for domestic abuse? No, domestic battery. I would call it domestic burgery.
That was bad.
Thanks.
Okay, Tennessee, a man was arrested for drunk dialing 911. We've had a lot of these lately. People dialing 911 when they're hammered. Anyway, this man, 47 times, he was 57 years old, and when the police arrested him, they asked him, why were you doing this? And he's like, I'm just drunk. Just drunk.
He called the police 47 times.
47 times. And
I don't know if it was just that night, but...
No, 47 times in the last year.
47 times.
This was
and then
Associated
he drunk
Press
dialed 911. I love yes. Associated Press.
So, Christmas Wackos in Portage, Indiana. 48-year-old Philip Menefee was riding a bike with a homemade motor on it, no light, and a Christmas tree. The cops pulled him over, asked him where he got the tree. He said that the bar had sold it to him. And then they returned the tree. So then he got arrested with a DUI, his own specialized motorized bicycle, and stealing. Theft.
Mom, was that Santa Claus? Oh, my God. Governor Charlie Crist from Florida, yet again, was made an announcement, and they put out a public service announcement that all parents of uninsured children should call this line, this, you know, hotline for uninsured children. And so, you know, they would call that line, then they would call, it would say, it would direct them to call another line. And so they would call the line, and he gave them transposed two numbers, and apparently it goes to a toll-free sex chat line. So all these parents of uninsured children are getting off because they have uninsured children. So it's like, let's just get your parents off. That'll make you feel better about not having insured children. So anyway, that was
when
that
you told me this earlier.
It was quite a kerfuffle.
When you told me this earlier, I thought that the children were calling this number.
No, I think the parents were, but it would be funny if the uninsured children were calling too, and they're like, hey there, sexy guys. You can talk to a live woman for more discreet, sexy chat for $2.99 a minute. I'm like, I think it's amazing.
You're obviously not getting a job there.
Hi. My name is
So yeah, let's take it to Australia for a moment.
All right, mate. Let's do it.
Sydney, two stars of a reality show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, were charged with animal cruelty. And guess what they did?
What?
Are you ready for this?
Tell me.
They found a rat, killed it, and cooked it, and then ate it. The one guy was a chef, I guess. I didn't read the entire thing. But, yeah, animal cruelty. A common rat.
Rat.
Gutter rat. You're familiar with that. Sorry.
You're a bitch. Who's a gutter rat?
I'm a bitch.
Okay, so, yeah, that's kind of, I'm like, hey, a rat, a horse,
anyway,
a kangaroo, whatever.
Cruelty. But you can, eat a kangaroo, though. You go to the store in Australia and
buy
kangaroo
meat.
Me.
I know.
I
don't know.
Anyway,
actually, I don't
I thought
know.
It was
Can
funny
you?
At the time.
I really don't know, but...
Will you tell me about a thing that you Facebooked me this week?
Tell me, what did I Facebook
corduroy you? Skirt.
Oh.
I don't know if any of you saw this
so,
week.
I think a lot of you people probably saw this, but it's amazing. And there was a picture of a young man... with a big sign in front of a lady who had, this lady had a sign and it said, I'm trying to find the picture. I'm sorry. You should have given me time. I need
sorry.
To
I and... thought you were ready.
I'm not.
So ready.
I don't know where the picture is now. Crap.
Oh, he had
oh yeah. There it is.
Stuff to say.
Okay.
Hope
so,
you find it.
So it said, this lady was carrying, it was in Syracuse, New York. It says homosexuality is a sin. Christ can set you free. So this lady is like really, you know, walking around trying to convert people to Christianity because they're gay and, you know, you don't have to be a gay. So this young man, I can't remember his name because it's in a blog, but you can look up corduroy skirt and it will come up. So she's wearing this horrible purple thing and a brown corduroy skirt. And he goes and gets a sign that says corduroy skirts are a sin. Which is so a valid point. So it was funny to me. He's standing there on the corner with a sign that says corduroy skirts are a sin. When this lady is standing over there, homosexuality is wrong. It's a sin. Corduroy skirts are a greater sin. That's a sin you can't get forgiven for. So this guy was standing there and he got so much attention. So many people were walking by and started high-fiving him and you know, yeah, good job. Corduroy skirts are bad. And that poor lady, he was like, she made me feel uncomfortable in my hometown or my area. I'm going to make her feel just as uncomfortable, if not more. So I thought it was brilliant and funny. And you guys should all look it up. And if you see those people standing on the corner hating people, then go and hate back.
I actually just pulled it up right here. You can check it out on thefrisky.com.
It's on several different blogs, so yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's so funny. I applaud you, Chris something.
What is his name?
Chris something.
I'm looking for it right now. Oh, Chris Pesto.
Applause. And if anybody knows Chris Pesto and you're just listening to the show, we would love to have him call in and talk to him about this incident because it is amazing. So if any of you guys know, you can email me at Dina, Dina at DinaAndGregShow.com. DinaAndGregShow.com. We'd love to talk to you.
I laugh every time I see it. Anyway.
It's amusing. I love it. Hi. So,
okay.
Now, Potter got a computer this week, and so he's like really, he brought it into the studio, and
well, it is kind of useful.
It is useful. So, there is a second gay bishop in line for, the Episcopal Church.
Yes, there is
the second gay one. She is openly gay. Her name is Reverend Mary Glasspool. Of Baltimore, but she has been appointed to the Archdiocese, Assistant Bishop of the Archdiocese here in Los Angeles. And they're just waiting for the vote to come through to approve her consecration and deployment, if you will. So, well done. We are very happy with the Episcopal Church. You guys do it. support equality.
Thank you.
I love it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not totally anti-Christian. I'm anti-evil Christians. That's all I'm saying.
Anti-evil Christians.
I don't like those evil people.
So I want to bring this up for a moment and then just to be really serious. Rachel Maddow is doing a triple special, a three video special on Uganda and their new anti-gay bill that would put gays and lesbians to death for many different reasons. And we're going to put this on our website, all three of the videos, but it's not good. I lack of words right now because it's just bad. It's saying that you or I would, you know, for majority of the stuff that we do and not even sexual stuff, we would get killed. Mm-hmm. And
I don't plan a trip to Uganda anytime soon.
I don't either. But
anyway. Our hearts are with gay and lesbian Ugandans.
And thank you, right?
We get so blessed to have, we are so blessed to have what we have in the U.S. and the protected status, you know, at least in some regards, you know. And it's really sad that we're not further than we are, but it's a travesty. It's horrible to know that there are other places in the world where just being who you are can get you killed.
That's so, yeah. So I just want to bring that up though. Rachel Maddow, we love you so much and thank you for bringing this to everyone's attention.
Yes.
Besides the GLBT community. And yes, we'll put that up on our website so you can check it out. Now I want to talk about something that's even not closer to my heart, but I still sometimes on afternoons hold this to my, you know, hold this really important to me because it's what I watch on the WB. And that would be what I think about you. And it's Leeds, Amanda Bynes, and Jenny Garth, a.k.a. Yeah, Jenny Garth. I was thinking Kelly.
A.k.a. From 90210. Jenny Garth.
Amanda Bynes is on the cover of
Cosmopolitan
this month. And they're trying to make her look sexy. She looked like a Jim Henson Muppet.
It was she not the bad. Most flattering picture.
It's so A Muppet. Miss Piggy's new best friend.
And I really, really Amanda like Bynes. Amanda Bynes. I think she's fun and amazing and I enjoy her. But that picture.
A puppet.
She looks like a Muppet.
Yes.
I was disappointed with it.
I just envision the two men, old men Muppets from the Muppet Show, like screaming, who the hell is she? Blah, 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 you know, just throwing shit at her. Amanda, I love you. I really do. Hi, look at the stuff that you've done. You know, Hairspray, you're fantastic. I was not even going to bring that. Why would you?
I like that.
I'm done with you.
Okay. What a girl wants.
Oh, dear.
What a girl. Okay, so Harper's Bazaar this month, the UK version. Vicky Beckham, Victoria Beckham's on the cover. It's so hot, 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 hot. And she's inside. Hot, hot, hot.
Oh, my God. If you're still listening.
So hot. It's so hot.
Did you see? Hot. I just noticed today. The funny that you, I didn't think of this earlier. When I was going to Borders at Sunset and Vine. By the way, I'm sorry, everyone who was trying to get out of the parking lot when we were leaving. I'm sorry. Anyway, when I was driving there above the W Hotel, there is a new guest billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's David and Vicky.
I hate her. She stole my life. She stole my body. God. She stole my career and she stole my husband.
And he's more gorgeous than ever.
My life, my body, my career, and my husband. All of it.
35 Elmwood.
All of it. Stole.
Mr. Beckham.
Stole my life. Goddamn Victoria Beckham.
So I also want to throw on the two queens of the Oscars on two of the biggest covers.
Yes.
Vogue and Vanity Fair. Miss Meryl Streep is on Vanity Fair and Cate Blanchett, yeah,
is on.
Is did you like this?
Vogue. I did.
My hands.
He did. Cheers, sprinkles.
God, I sound gayer than normal.
No, it was so... They look hot. Amazing.
Cate Blanchett looks so stoic, and Meryl Streep just looks so casual and beautiful.
Gorgeous. I'm really excited about that movie. What's the movie she's in coming
it's
out
the
soon?
Remake of... It's with Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin, who's actually going to be challenged, which is great because he's such a talented actor, and we never get to see him challenged at anything because he just is playing this same person every movie, and this will actually, we'll get to see the talented Alec Baldwin as opposed to the cardboard cutout Alec Baldwin.
Yes.
Am I still talking? I'm sorry.
I'm very excited about that.
About me talking.
And then
that movie.
Sarah Jessica Parker, both
on Elle, right?
Yeah, is on the cover of Elle, and she looks amazing, and we all love her. Hello, Sex and the City movie 2.
Memorial Day weekend.
Can't wait.
I don't care what you say, Christine. I know it's your wedding weekend, but we're going to go see it after your rehearsal dinner. Deal with it.
So I was very... forget about the honeymoon. Forget about the night that you get to spend your first night with your husband.
Rehearsal dinner, not... We'll go at the midnight show on Thursday,
okay,
silly.
That one. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention as well as I thought.
Speaking of getting weekends ready, I'm totally taking this away from you. Amazing Race Catalina.
Woohoo!
My birthday weekend. It's all getting ma'am. Set. We're going to ask for RSVPs the first week of January. First week of January. I put something on my Facebook to show you where we will be staying. And it's going to be so much fun. So much fun.
Really?
So, but yeah, start letting me know. Greg at DinaAndGregShow.com. So let me know if you're interested or...
That's Greg with 2 G's on the end.
Because my mama made me differently.
She made you. Now you can continue. So we're driving down Melrose today and saw a big illuminated sign that said, The Gay Men's Chorus. Oh. Nutcracker, a choral fantasy.
Can we be in here? Welcome to L.A., land
Nutcracker.
Of homosexuals.
A choral fantasy. First of all, it's apropos that it's Nutcracker. And even more apropos that it's a choral fantasy.
Oh my gosh. If you'd like to call in, you're listening to the Dean and Greg Show. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-602-4929. And we will be right back.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who you calling a hoe? I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter of the Dina and Greg Show.
Come celebrate the holidays with us this Monday for our holiday mixer and toy drive.
We're collecting toys for children with AIDS in conjunction with the ASC and Equality Network.
Join us Monday, December 7th at Here Lounge at 9 p.m.
And happy holidays! Get those bells out of my face!
Stop it!
And now we're back. I thought it was longer. Anyway, so this last week, a lot's going on in the View right now.
Well, let's talk about what we're just doing here. Let's talk about this. So tomorrow night, before we move on, tomorrow night.
That was not self-explanatory.
At Here Lounge, we are going to be doing a toy drive and mixer. So you guys all need to come out. It's going to be really fun. There are a lot of wonderful people coming out to support this cause. And
it's actually going to be a packed house, no matter... with the rain tomorrow, which thank God it's raining. Anyway, even though it's going to be rainy tomorrow, we're still going to have a packed house.
Please come out.
So it just, yeah, come meet us.
Bring a toy.
Drink a little bit.
Bring a donation.
It's also, whose birthday is it? It's Mercedes.
Mercedes Electra's birthday.
And, Equality Network will be there. Yeah. It's going to be fun. It really is. We sound so sad right now.
I'm not sad. I'm just hungover Hannah.
You are, and I am. I'm Greg.
Okay, go ahead, Greg.
I don't know what I was saying. Oh, The View. Lots of stuff has been going on in The View lately. On Friday, Portia was on, and she talked about some stuff.
Portia de Rossi DeGeneres.
Yes. She was talking about, you know, being closeted and how America is dealing with, you know, with... how they're dealing with the getting, you know, whether they want gay marriage or what, you know, everything's going on. Oh my God, I'm so inarticulate right now. Anyway, she just, she spent some time on The View on Friday to also talk about her show Better Off Ted. But she got a little bit about the wedding, about her and Ellen's wedding, and talked about coming out of the closet. I just said that.
You did.
Yes, but next week, Adam Lambert's going to be on The View.
Yes, he is. He, yeah, he's going to break that whole, finally break through the whole ABC, you know, because he got canceled from like two shows after his racy Grammy or AMA appearance.
And got blurred out of the show that he actually got to do.
Yes.
You know what?
It's ridiculous.
It's just a crotch.
Just move forward. It's just a kiss.
A crotch and a kiss.
It's okay for girls to kiss each other on TV, but it's not okay for guys. You know, I just think it's that men are so threatened by two guys kissing, but, you know, they are turned on by two girls kissing. And it's just, it's this horrible double standard, and it's wrong.
I do have a straight man who is excited about men kissing. The Maple Leafs general manager is proud of his gay son.
Aww.
This is not Heather's. It's not I'm proud of my dead gay son. He's proud of his alive gay son. Thank you, Maple Leafs.
Thank you for being proud of your alive
gay
son.
That's Toronto, right?
Somewhere.
It's a baseball team.
It's in Canada.
I believe so. Yeah, actor Ron Livingston. Did you hear about this? Did I tell you about this? I think
you might have.
He's suing Wikipedia because they made, what did it say exactly? Malicious rumors that he's gay and that he's been in a long-term relationship with a man named Lee Dennison. I should have Googled Lee Dennison. Who is this person? Because he's got to be gay.
That's so crazy.
I mean, obviously he's gay. Listen to me.
First of all, how is saying that you're gay, that somebody's gay and he's been in a long-term relationship malicious? First of all, how is that malicious? It could be inaccurate. That's, you know, I understand that. But malicious? And second of all,
Lee Dennison's gorgeous.
Is he really?
Show me. Can you even see from there?
Oh, he's cute.
Gorgeous.
Hi, Lee Dennison.
Google Lee Dennison.
But and Wikipedia is a user-generated information system. It is not generated by Wikipedia. It's generated by users and changed by users. So why are you trying to sue Wikipedia?
He's a casting director. Cast us in something in the UK.
He's in the UK?
Yes.
Hello, darling. How are you?
He doesn't like trannies. Oh. Doesn't like women.
I know he likes boys.
So anyway, yeah.
He loves trannies.
We liked you as Burger. So don't get, you know, you were in Sex and the City for a while, you know? We liked you as Burger.
Yes, we did.
You, why are you so confused? You know you've seen those episodes.
I haven't seen that. I don't think.
Anyway, so Ron Livingston, you are actually adored by the gays. Don't fuck it up. Okay.
So Paul McCartney is bringing Meatless Mondays to the EU. European Union. Yes, he is. First of all, I thought it was so amazing, but he's like,
there's a gasp in the audience.
He was like, well, on Fridays, you know, growing up in my school, we didn't eat meat because, you know, it was a rule. And he says he's trying to bring Meatless Mondays to the EU because the meat industry, the whatever industry with meat.
The whatever.
The meat industry contributes greatly to greenhouse gas emissions. And so he, one day a week, not eating meat would make a way for less gas, greenhouse gas emissions. And so, and less gas. But I just think it was really interesting because, you know, first of all, I would be pissed off if you said I couldn't eat meat on Mondays, unless it was a religious preference. And then that's different. But if the government's all, you can't eat meat, I would not be happy with that because I like to eat some meat.
Just reminded me of Juana Sykes.
Oh, good.
I don't want to get in the Sphinx. Why do I have to get in the Sphinx?
I don't like the Sphinx.
I want to go on Jay Leno.
I want to go to Cheesecake Factory. Can I have some cheesecake, please?
Oh, we should have went there for dinner.
Yeah. Let's go for a fourth dinner. My version of what was her name? Esther. is like, I want another milkshake. Oh, God, Jesus, help me.
We didn't
check. So, EU, Meatless Mondays, Paul McCartney, the Beatle, veggie head guy.
We didn't check if the hot guy's working next door, by the way.
The hot guy? Oh, I didn't think he's hot, but there's a hot guy next door in the studio.
Yes, he is. Kelly, stop by afterwards. So I just want to bring up a couple of really serious moments that we need to keep our heads open, our eyes open, and our ears open for what's going to happen this week. Tuesday, gay marriage bill is being voted on in New Jersey. All our hearts and our love is with you, New Jersey. And please, 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 we need to turn around right now. We're not doing too well. Hope is going down. There's a couple articles on advocate.com about whether there is a rebuttal on gay marriage, and that is the gay community losing hope. And I'm not losing hope. I'm going to get married. I'm going to adopt a couple children. And
just
I'm going to keep them away from Dina Martinez.
Shut up. From alcoholic tranny for aunt. She will not be a godmother.
Also, gay and lesbian service members are testifying on Wednesday to help repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. 365 Gay News mentioned that that any service members that testify will not be held against them to boot them out of the armed forces.
Good.
So, which that is good. Come on, let's, you know, that'd be amazing. These two things to be overcome, these two hurdles this week. So anyway, so yay for that stuff. Hopefully everything turns out great. Now I want to talk about another hot man in Spain. Cristiano Ronaldo's gay fans surely appreciated when the Real Madrid player ripped off his shirt and screamed after scoring a goal. The pictures are fucking hot. I showed them.
He scored. Yes.
He scored.
Gorge.
Oh, I'm like, he scored.
No, he's gorge. Madrid, Real Madrid, love them. That's David Beckham's, one of his old teams.
One.
Before he came to the U.S.
To that play was for the Galaxy here in L.A. I still have not been to a Galaxy.
So I'm still kind of, I haven't either, but I need
God,
to go.
God, what are straight friends useful for? Bring me to a goddamn soccer game.
I don't go.
I said straight,
I'm a straight woman.
Girl. I'm okay. A straight man.
So I just want to share a moment of inspiration. I'm on this new mailing list for Abraham Hicks. And you guys all know that I'm like a metaphysical, spiritual person. And Abraham Hicks, the Hicks are, Jerry and Esther Hicks are teachers.
Hicks.
And they wrote The Laws of Attraction and a bunch of other things about that. So today's moment of inspiration comes from Abraham, who they channel. If we are standing in our physical shoes, that would be our dominant quest. Entertaining yourself, pleasing yourself, connecting with yourself, being yourself, enjoying yourself, loving yourself. Some way, well, Abraham, you teach selfishness. And we say, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Because unless you are selfish enough to reach for that connection, you don't have anything to give anyone anyway. And when you are selfish enough to make that connection, you have an enormous gift that you can give everywhere you are. So I think that was really my moment of inspiration.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why are
so
you crying?
So it's good to be selfish a little bit, you know?
It is. If
take
you
take care of yourself.
Since you brought us here, I'm going to continue here for a moment. If you ever, one of my favorite things, which I refer to as my personal Bible, is Letters to a Young Poet. Rilke continues to, in there, mention how your solitude is the time that you get to be selfish. And so utilize it and love it and really own it. So, and then you said something else in there that I wanted to refer back to Cristiano Ronaldo. But now I can't. I don't know the joke anymore. It's basically about him scoring.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Here in L.A., look me up.
Look me up. He's straight.
Not after I meet him.
Oh.
Dirty girls. So. Dirty bananas. Dirty bananas. Dirty. If you're going to call in the number again, call us. We have no idea if we're funny tonight. We're kind of just like hanging
hungover.
Out.
I'm hungover Hannah tonight.
And
so
Serious Susan apparently too. 818-602-4929. 818-602-4929. We're going to go ahead and we're going to play the track we've got from Jason Dudley. I wish I had an introduction for it.
And Debbie Holiday.
And it's just a lot of fun. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. I hope you move your butt around, you know. Shake that groove thing. Shake the groove. Anyway, I'm playing it. Bye. Be back in a moment. Hello, you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
I'm Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter. And that actually, I hit the wrong button. That was Matt Cameron's earlier album, Your Name Here, the third track off of that album. And later this month, we'll be playing some other stuff from him. He's based out in New York. He's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
Aw, pumpkin.
And in a couple minutes, we will get to that, the Jason Dudley and Debbie Holiday track, but right now Dina has some gossip.
So I'm really excited about this because I'm a big Tori Spelling fan because she loves the gays and the drag queens and the trannies and she loves us. So I am a fan of hers. Well, guess what?
What?
Tori and Candy Spelling are reconciled.
So what's the book going to be called? Story Candy? Candy Storytelling? Anyway, that's a bad
joke. Anyway, Candy is very happy with where their relationship is now. They've made a lot of headway and she has been spending time with the children, with their children. So it's really good. I'm happy to know that.
Why wasn't there a parade in Beverly Hills?
I know. Why wasn't it announced everywhere?
Seriously. We'll have a day of a moment of solitude. Oh, wait, of quietness.
A moment of quiet.
Why was I allowed to come into the studio today?
Girl, I'm drunk.
You're
please.
The one with the hangover. Anyway.
I'm hungover, and I'm trying to talk to you, Max.
Max has another show here on LA Talk Radio. He's on Channel 1 at 8 p.m., and it's called Max and Friends. Max and Friends.
Yeah. And you guys can listen to him tomorrow. When I don't know if he's listening. I don't think he is. You can listen to him tomorrow when you download his track. But tonight, stay with us.
Please.
For just another hour. Because Kaylee Mansell is coming into the studio in just a short few minutes. And we're really excited to have her in here. I did say that, didn't I? I love Kelly so much. I met him as her. Wait. Okay. So we met at a tranny bar one night. She just happened to be there. And why is this so difficult for me right now?
Oh, Max is calling, actually.
Is he? Yay. Yeah. He is listening.
Max, you're on Dina and Greg show. How are you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, Pumpkin.
Oh, hold on. You're so quiet.
You're all like,
there you
drunk
go.
And shit. What's going on?
We're ridiculous tonight. This is so not. Yeah, I hope our viewers are not bored out of their mind.
That's all right. It makes it a fun night. Back the cocktails.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Recovery. Coming back. It works if you work it.
You know, I feel like Oprah breaking into Gail's show right now.
I love it.
So what's going on, my white Gail? My Latino Gail?
Nothing.
Oh, Gail.
What's going on with you, honey britches?
But oh, Dina's... my God. We've got Rescue Inc. coming in on the show tonight.
Really?
They
rescue pets, so it's going to be a good show.
Oh, yay,
but
rescue.
I'm glad. Like, we got to hook this up. We're going to do a show together. We're going to coincide our shows.
We're looking at the first Sunday in January, right? To start
Look
the new
at
year.
You already with the calendar out.
I know. We've been talking about this. We have been discussing it.
I'm overjoyed.
Overjoyed and over. Wait, what is it? I don't know. I'm getting I'm all fucked up right now, and I'm not even fucked up to be fucked up.
So I have a question, though.
What's up?
You're calling in, and you're doing this huge giveaway.
I'm doing a huge giveaway.
What you giving away tonight? Oh, next Sunday.
I told you, I'm Oprah. I'm doing Max's Favorite Things giveaway next Sunday, and I've got like $20,000 worth of merchandise.
So Oprah's moving to this side of the country. Are you following her?
I'm not following her. I'm going to hold down the East Coast.
Okay.
You know what's funny about Oprah is everyone's saying, who's going to be the new black Oprah? It's like, hello, it's going to be a white guy. It's going to be me. I'm taking over the ABC 4 o'clock slot on the East Coast.
You better move over because there's a Greg Potter who's running that race with you.
Oh, really? We're going to have our first bitch fight?
Right here on LATalkRadio.com.
I'm like, I'm forging my own empire, y'all have fun.
I've got the tranny referee on my side.
Latina, right? You're going to be the Latina Gail.
You know it.
That's the truth. The Latina Oprah. Forget Gail.
Hello, goodbye.
Wait, for every broken light on Broadway, I've got another one to screw
in. Oh, dear.
Dina, what's your nationality?
Anglo-Saxon.
What happened was when I decided to, change my gender, I also decided to change my ethnicity. So I'm becoming Latina.
You're so racist.
No, I just always thought I had a Latin heart,
She has one.
You had a Latin heart on, right?
She has one character. Speaking of racist, okay, it's really not racist at all. But you worried about it when you first developed her. Her name's Peggy Sue, and she's this hoity-toity Asian that lives in Northern California and acts like she comes from the rice fields of China.
She's Amish.
It's such a tough life, you know.
I can't. You all are too much.
We're alive.
The Dina and Greg Show, Sundays on 7 p.m. on LA Talk Radio.
And Max?
On Sundays at 8 p.m.
I changed my show. We used to be To The Max, but then, it was an affluent show, but everyone got broke, so I'm like, shit, I got to keep my show up. So we became Max and Friends, and I brought in a sex doctor.
Yay!
And a
Yay,
psychic.
Sex.
I love it.
All right, y'all, before I don't even have a show because I want to stay on yours for the rest of the hour, I've got to bounce. But the first Sunday of 2010, we're going to be all together.
We're all together, honey.
We're on LA Talk Radio.
Yay!
Yeah, have a good night. Have a good show, Max.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye,
Press.
Bye.
Oh, yay. I love our little LA Talk Radio family.
Oh, I know. We come into the studio, and it's so It's warm. It's so, just come in and not hot like the old studio.
Right. It's warm.
It's actually warm and welcoming.
And welcoming.
And there's air conditioning in the summer. Okay, I just want to bring this up just one more time. One more time. How excited I am that it's cloudy again. This is my favorite part, favorite time in L.A.
I like the winter here when it's cold, chilly, cold, not like, you know, freezing cold. But I miss a real winter.
Yeah. Well,
not like a Midwest winter.
It's like you have no idea what a real winter is.
Oh, honey, I went through one in Indiana. Trust me, I know.
One.
And that was enough for me. I miss the East Coast, though. I do. So I'm trying to get out there and hang out with the mix and... You know,
April just texts me. She's like, I'm a straight friend and I give good hugs. April, you do give good hugs.
Oh, April.
We love you. I'm going to be home soon. I cannot wait to see April's wedding in the end of January. We're all going to Mexico. It's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. Christine and I are the two Californians that she keeps talking about on her website. They're just going to show up and drink a lot. And
I love it.
Push people around. Yay! Get them to dance.
You push her. You're a pusher.
What other gossip do you have before we play this track?
Billy Joel's daughter, Alexa Ray Joel, went into the hospital because she took like 8 pills, and so
what kind
it's
of pills?
Not, they didn't say, they weren't sure. But it's Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley's daughter, and she's in the hospital. She's in good, you know, she's good, but she is she's recovering well. So we wish you get well, too. And I hope everything goes okay for her. So, Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley, they're, you know, they've got to be eaten up because that's horrible. Because we don't know if it was intentional. We don't know if it was accidental. It's 8 pills, so it's probably pretty intentional.
He's so cute.
Isn't he cute?
Yeah.
There's a guy that just walked down to the next studio, and he's so cute.
Kelly has, I wonder if Ronan's listening outside. Kelly has the most attractive men come on her
show. Would really suck.
Oh, come back.
He's gorge. My favorite. Why? I want that seat next time that there's a hot guy in. Okay. And then what was the other thing? We said Candy and Tori.
Thank God.
Carrie Underwood tomorrow night has a show. If you guys are in the rest of the country and you're not coming to
if you're in LA, you better be there.
But Carrie Underwood has a all-star holiday special on Fox. It's a, what do you call it, variety show. And it's going to have Dolly Parton. Hello.
Yes, and Patrick.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Sorry.
Brad Paisley, who I just think is dishy, dishy, dishy. And on top of that, he's got this amazingly gorgeous guitar with Paisleys all over it. And I'm just in love with that guitar. And I'm in love with the man that's... Anyway, Ryan Seacrest and David Cook from American Idol.
So basically, we should call it Fox's Very Gay Christmas.
Very gay. Except for Brad Paisley.
But he's the gays to love him. Look,
we do,
because
he's hot. So I'm really excited about that. I wish I had
that's
a DVR, so if you can DVR it for me, I'd
as
appreciate
the
it.
Man, LA Men's Chorus.
It is. The Nutcracker. Also, Adam Lambert has announced that he will be hosting an episode of New Now Next Pop Lab on Logo Channel, which is always fun, very poppy, very fun, you know, show, obviously, Pop Lab. And it is on the... It's tomorrow night, too.
Everything's tomorrow night.
Why is it tomorrow
because
night?
Because what else is tomorrow? Alice is tomorrow night.
Oh, Alice is tonight and tomorrow night. Alice on Sci-Fi Channel looks freaking amazing. Kathy Bates, I freaking love her. First of all, she's just a doll. She's one of the sweetest things ever. Second of all, she's a brilliant actress. Amazing actress. And she's in this. She plays the Queen of Hearts, and it just looks amazing. She looks stunning in red.
It's going to be interesting to see her, Queen of Hearts, and then once the new Alice in Wonderland comes out.
Tim Burton's
with Anne Hathaway playing the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Just because they're both, I mean, one's obviously a more seasoned actress, but Anne Hathaway's amazing.
She really is. And I had an Anne Hathaway marathon the other night. Yes, I did.
You did.
Rachel Getting Married, I watched. And what was the other one? Bride Wars. Oh. Hello, Bride Wars. Two things that I love.
Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, that's two people. But them, And I love Bri. I love wed. I want a wedding. I want a good wedding and a husband. Big wedding. Big beautiful wedding.
You sure slammed down that pencil.
Because I want a wedding. Big Central Park.
Helicopter
Manhattan,
flying you in. I love when
lowering me.
I love when Teddy talks about your wedding because he gets so animated. Speaking of Teddy, that's my segue into that. If you're free Tuesday night,
Tuesday
come
night.
By M Bar in Hollywood. We're going to be over at the Queers of Comedy show.
Yes,
it's
we
their
will.
Big holiday show.
It's
so
going to be so fun, guys.
Come sit with us and cheer them on. It's they're amazing. So
also, Equality Network is doing a benefit. Building from what we're collecting and what they're doing, they have a benefit tomorrow Tuesday night as well that's going to help with the ASC and the toy drive thing too. So you guys, if you get a chance to go there, support them, Equality Network and AIDS Service Center, and also support the Queers of Comedy at M Bar. It's going to be so fun. Those guys are so funny, and we have such a good time every time we're together. And their shows are brilliant.
Speaking of which, we need them on the show.
So. I know, we need to do it again.
And by Tuesday, if
we're
you
not
come
have time, though.
If you come join us on Tuesday, maybe you can help me talk Dina into going out this next week.
No!
You know she will.
I don't want to.
Hi. Pitchers, all you can drink pitchers at Gold Coast after you're done working on Saturday.
That's so
bad.
That's
all I have to say.
That's so bad.
As long as it's not vodka. What else do you have? Totally. You've got all the gossip. I don't have much.
I think that's all I had today.
Well,
other than, yeah, no, that's... Oh. Out.com, since we are sponsored by gay.com. Out.com also is part of that same company. They have this feature on America's Next Top Models. Yes, they do. And so they went to, because I know, because I'm so excited. It's the 13th cycle finale this week, and they have little interview questionnaires with all these top models from past seasons, and it's just brilliant. And Joanna House, you know, said, or wait, no, Mercedes from cycle 2 or cycle 1. I can't remember. God, I love Mercedes so much. And I'd love to have her on the show, too, because when I first moved out here, do you remember Jules from work, Jules?
Yes.
Anyway,
yes, I do.
She lived in the same building and they were friends. And so anyway, I'm very excited because I love this girl. So they asked her, what's the dish on Tyra? And is she as nurturing as she pretends to be on the show? Mercedes said she's about as nurturing as the Octomom. I was like, you can only be so nurturing with so many kids, and I get it. That makes sense, and it cracked my shit up that she's about as nurturing as the Octomom. All right, Miss Mercedes.
Every time though that I've dealt with Tyra though, she's been so nice.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go on the show soon someday, Daniel. Just saying. So, and I'd love to have Tyra on the show, too. Do a phone in interview or whatever, but what? Hey.
Okay, let's dance a little. What? I'm going to play this track, and it's the right one this time.
It's Jason Dotley and Debbie Holiday, Party Around the World?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, talk to you in a bit. Hello and welcome back to the studio. I'm Greg Potter.
I'm Dina Martinez.
And you're listening to the Dina and Greg Show. We just had the Miss Kelly Mantle come into the studio. And I'm going to turn your mic on right there. So, hi, how are you doing?
Hi. Check 1, 2, 3.
How are you doing? Oh, she just came in here, just promenaded in the room with her coffee and her guitar.
You know, I'm a little folk singer at heart.
Just
got
dusted.
My coffee and my guitar. And my black eyeliner.
Yes.
So we're going to start off by playing, playing Satellite Baby. Is that what you're going to play?
No.
Oh, well, then we're going to go ahead and play some of Satellite Baby just to give our listeners an idea of, if they've never heard your music, what you've got going for you. So, okay. So here we go. I think. Okay, here we go.
Satellite baby, you burn brighter than the fireflies, sending your signals like shooting stars over Hollywood skies. Take it off, baby, I wanna see you naked without your disguise. I still catch your signals, baby, behind the sunglasses of your eyes. He's a sinewy silhouette overshadowed by his complexities, rambling around like a tattered paper doll, dressed in his androgyny. Is he a she or is she a he? Why won't you let her keep his mystery? Satellite baby, undress me. Fly away, baby, like a phoenix over this simplicity. Let me cascade on those liberating wings so we can set the limitations of your loneliness free. Knock me out, baby, break my skin and make me bleed, so I can show you that there's more than pink within the shadows of my color schemes. He's a sinewy silhouette overshadowed by his complexities, rambling around like a tattered paper doll, dressed in his androgyny. Is he a she or is she a he? Why won't you let her keep his mystery? Satellite baby, undress.
And that is a sample from Kelly Mantle's Satellite Baby, which is an earlier of your...
An earlier version earlier. Of that song.
That was the very first recording I ever did of Satellite Baby off of my very first CD called Ever Changing. And there's actually a newer version on my latest CD, which is called Satellite Baby, that's a lot more piano and string oriented.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. And you can go listen to that at myspace.com/Mantle or kellymantle.com. Because that first version, I really didn't know what I was doing yet. I was very green in the studio.
We know how that is.
You're
We've
darling.
Been green in the studio before. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yes, my first recording was crazy.
By Patsy Cline?
No, my first recording... was crazy.
Oh, just crazy in general. I thought you meant you did.
No, I was like,
I love Patsy.
I was like, no, it was just crazy. I was like, where did Patsy? Oh, Patsy Clark. Oh, I get it now. Yeah, no.
Welcome to the conversation, Gina Martinez.
I'm
so we were just before you got here, we were talking a little bit about gossipy stuff and like stuff that we love about, you know, TV that we're watching and media stuff. Anything that you've been watching, keeping up on?
You know what? I am such a slave to this pop craze, pop tart, pop up video, pop smart society that we suffocate in. I cannot get enough of reality television. I swear to God, I don't even think I watch scripted TV anymore. I watch my friend Georgia on CSI every once in a while, and that's about it. I am so addicted to Project Runway. I'm addicted to the Housewives of Atlanta and New York and New Jersey and Orange County. I even sit there and watch Parking Wars, honey. I'll watch
What is Parking Wars?
They get parking tickets, and you sit there and waste 30 minutes of your life watching people get parking tickets.
I'm a reality junkie.
Oh,
I love
completely.
It.
I know.
Love it.
This week is the season finale of Top Chef, and that's one of my big ones.
See, I don't watch that. I've never gotten into the cooking.
I love it.
Really?
And then I cook while I'm watching it.
Oh, wow.
I'm such
like a double whammy, honey.
I have days where I'm into the cooking things. Like, I love watching the Food Channel, like those kind of shows, but I'm not really all that crazy about the reality competition food things, but I do love Project Runway, I really, really love Tabitha Salon Takeover.
Tabitha Salon Takeover.
She's amazing, first of all.
Hysterical.
I know.
Hysterical. Did you see when she went into the one here in L.A.?
Of course.
Oh, so funny.
The one, which one, but I saw it.
Yeah.
Which one? The one with
the one where she went into her
the leopard wall?
The woman was like filing bankruptcy.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. I know.
So
that part
touching.
Was, I know. See, you can cry.
That was like the eclectic salon. Yeah. I know, it's true. Then she just went to one in the Valley last week.
Oh, really?
Where they had this leopard print wall. And she's like, it's tacky, Dina. It's tacky. I'm like, I liked the leopard print wall.
Wait, whatever happened to Sheer Genius? It's a summer reality show, and it wasn't on this last summer.
But I want to think that they're doing something else, because I think she said something about them doing another
one. That's where Tabitha came from, right? Was she the winner?
Yep, the first one.
Okay.
Was she the winner?
Uh-huh.
I think so.
I just remember her being really hated.
Like, yeah.
Everyone hated her.
I remember that.
Well, she definitely speaks
her
mind.
That's why she got her own reality show, because we love to watch people
we
hate.
Exactly.
It's true.
Exactly.
It's true.
So, and the other one is... I'm still okay. I'm going to talk about this since now it's in my head. So you're thinking of Nance is such. Speaking of summer reality shows, it's a summer thing. I think it's the summer when I watch it, and now they're doing this, you know, this season that's, you know, now, and it's in the middle of it, or there's only like three left because Simon Lithgow wanted to just make as much money as possible before American Idol, and it's just not.
Which
one? It's not what. So you're thinking of Nance on Fox. It's not what it is.
I think
normally.
I like it. I don't like it as much, but I'm in love and love and love and love, love with Ryan.
And he just got let go, though, right? No, he didn't. He got to stay. Him and his wife are still both there.
No.
No.
He's like
I can't see Ryan dancing on anything.
I can't see anyone being in love with Ryan.
I think he's still cute.
Oh, really?
But he doesn't have time. Yeah. He's the hardest working person
Bless
in the city.
Gay, wrinkled heart.
Oh. I love it.
Anyway, I'm just disappointed. And then Nigel Lithgow. Every time you watch it, it's and since I'm the executive producer, and you just get this, you know, this hierarchy, and get his fucking crown off his head because I'm bored with him.
Anyway. Sonia, what's her name? Sonia.
She's amazing.
She's
the
amazing
choreographer. And there are some really now that it's getting down to it, you see some really great dancers. I'm bored by this conversation, and I brought it up. Sorry. Hi, what are you up to, Kelly Mantle?
What am I up to? Well, what do you mean?
What are you working on right now?
Right now, I am working on my one-person show. I'm so excited. It's called The Confusion of My Illusion.
Ooh.
And I am developing it with John Imperato, who is the amazing, talented director of the Gay and Lesbian Center here in LA, all of the stuff that's done there in the theater and arts and events. And he's also directing the show, and it's going to go up at the Gay and Lesbian Center on March 19th of next year.
Fantastic.
I am so excited about it.
Any special hints into what's going to happen in the show?
Well, it's kind of a semi-autobiographical I guess, story of little bits and pieces of my life, but it's also mixed with a lot of fantasy. It's mixed with a lot of politics and music that I've written. I'm playing live instruments as well as singing to backtrack. So it's just kind of a mesh of all kinds of illusion going on.
She's like live instruments. I have a triangle, a tambourine.
A triangle, a and tambourine, and a bullhorn.
So, that's what we've heard.
I know, honey. You know me and my bullhorn.
Ooh. You have had so many amazing walk-on roles. George Lopez show, Nip Tuck. Mm-hmm. What am I trying to ask? How fantastic, though, that you've had so much, you've been seen so much. What out of those, I cannot even speak right now. Which of those moments have you really enjoyed a lot, and why?
Well, I have to tell you, out of all of those, I would say that the one I enjoyed the most, I enjoyed NYPD Blue a lot because it was a recurring role, so I kind of got to sink my teeth into a lot more than just showing up that day and doing just a guest star spot. So that was really cool. But the one I enjoyed the most was Judging Amy, because I got to work all day with Tyne Daly. And I mean, I've been a fan of Tyne Daly's forever, and you know, Cagney and Lacey, and before that all of her work on Broadway and everything. So that was really cool because we had a lot of downtime shooting that, and we shot in a stage that was way far away from our trailers, so they set us up in little chairs over to the side, so her and I got to sit there and talk like Broadway and show business all day long. And
I love it.
Yeah, so that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was one of my favorite shows too.
Judging Amy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoyed that show.
That was a nice show. I mean, she's such a great Tyne
Daly, really.
Yeah, such a great actress.
Totally.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You're so soft and...
I'm so hungover.
Anyway, this is about Kelly.
I know.
Not about Dina.
No, I just made...
It's all about Dina.
It's true.
Why'd you have to say that?
Uh-oh.
Now you just lost
her. I just trained her.
Now you lost your interview.
I paid her a lot to say that.
She did.
I have a personal question before. I don't know if you're ready to start asking questions, but do you ever live in Vegas? Were you in Vegas for a while at all?
I have never lived in Vegas. Actually, no.
Okay, never mind then.
Why?
That's the end of that.
You've got to tell the story, though.
Okay,
now,
so when I first moved to Vegas, I lived in Vegas from 2001 to 2005. Mm-hmm. And when I first moved there, I met one of my best friends, Matt, who we actually played one of his tracks earlier. And one night we were at Cobalt Bar. This is how long ago it was, because the bar was still Cobalt. And it's like 4 in the morning, and there was just the bartender, Matt, me, and this drag queen. And we got talking to her, and when I first saw you, I was like, and her name was Kelly too. And I was like, maybe that was Kelly. And I really thought about it, and I even talked to Matt today about it. And the reason why I was asking you is because that night, since it was so casual, like 3 in the morning, she just pulled her boobs out, and her boobs happened to be bags of lima beans.
Oh, wow.
And from that moment on, this particular drag queen, we referred to as baked beans.
Baked beans.
And I was thinking that you might be baked beans.
You know what? I wish I were baked beans, actually. But I have to tell you that was certainly not... I don't think I've ever used lima beans for my boobies.
You're a professional, and apparently baked beans is not.
Well, you know, I might be a professional, but I certainly would stoop that low to use lime. I've never thought of that before, and don't count the fact that I'm going to go home and fill some pantyhose up with lima beans now, because...
And call them boobs.
I was thinking about
just sticking baked beans in my boobs and just...
Wouldn't it be lumpy, though, if anyone... I mean, I'm imagining it being lumpy.
Definitely... Once you touch them,
kind of like you're walking down a gravel road or something, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I won't get there, but I'm
like,
I don't remember
the imagery
much about
that of
part.
A gravel road, and
yeah, I guess you weren't grabbing for her tits much.
Yeah, because after that, we went to the Buns and Bulge contest over at Spotlight.
Well, there you go. That explains so much, really. So.
Oh Lord,
I am a gay man.
So tell me, how did you get into the entertainment business?
How did I get into the
entertainment? How did you start this?
I popped out of my mama's
hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. And I just went, no. I was full of entertainment. Actually, you know what? I've been doing this since I was 5 years old. They put me on a stage and in a dress, and I thought I was Carol Burnett, and I went for it. So ever since then, I've just been doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it good and doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it good.
You just aged all of us with that.
I know.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I am a
child. But I consider myself retro, so I'm not really aging myself. I'm just a young retro child.
It's true. That's hilarious. So, where are you from originally?
Oklahoma. And you're from Texas, aren't you?
Oklahoma, yes.
What part?
Dallas.
Shut up. I went to Dallas all the time.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I grew up in southwestern Oklahoma, but I went to college at the University of Oklahoma in Norman.
In Norman.
And we would go to Dallas like all the time.
Road trip.
Village Station.
Yes. And, yeah. I used to work there.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was a cocktail server in the Rose Room.
Shut up.
Yes, those were the days.
Wow, I was on E a lot there.
It seemed like most people were there.
I know.
At that time.
So
how long have you been out in L.A.?
Well, without aging myself, I've been out in L.A. for only 3 years.
For just 3 years?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
That's how long you've been here, too.
I don't know. I think, what, 8, 9 years?
8, 9 years?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not very good with math.
I know. Honey, I'm not either. I'm not a ball of energy right now.
Well, that's okay.
We'll pull it together.
Shut up.
She's very subtle tonight.
I need a bra.
Really?
In a corset right now.
You're looking fabulous.
That was just an excuse so you could touch your breasts.
Thanks. I just touched
and
my
And those aren't lima beans, honey. I can tell.
They're not.
And yes, we just got
a
shimmy here in the studio.
I love walking through our office and doing like random shimmies to people. I'm like, surprise shimmy.
I love shimmy.
I do too.
I remember you and your whites. We worked with each other at Cheesecake Factory. And
who, you two?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how we met ages ago. Uh-huh. And just walking through the dining room, she didn't care who saw because she would give us a shimmy. And the rest of the dining room would just see and be like, oh, look, there's a gay man. Because at the moment.
Uh-huh. That's when I was a boy.
She was a gay man.
That's when she was a boy.
So, yeah, that's my story. Hi.
I love it. I love the Cheesecake Factory.
So,
huge fan.
I used to.
So you came out for the glitz and glamour? To be famous.
I came what?
Came out to L.A. for the glitz and glamour.
Well, yeah, I did. Well, you know, my background's in theater. That's what I went to college for. I studied theater and acting. So I actually...
You have a BFA, right? You
I said? Do. Okay. I have a BFA in acting. And I went to Chicago for a couple of years after college and did theater there. I was a very serious theater actor in Chicago. And then I came out to Hollywood and realized, oh, you don't have to be serious at all.
No.
No, but yeah, so I came out to Hollywood because I was sick of the snow in Chicago, quite frankly.
I miss it a little bit.
The snow. Really?
I'll miss it for about 2 days, and then I'll be home for Christmas, and I'll be like, okay.
Where are you from?
Wisconsin Dells.
So you're used to that whole, yeah. See, I wasn't used to that. I mean, we had it a little bit in Oklahoma, but when
nothing like
nine
that.
9 months out of the year, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Slapping me in the face in May. I was like, I'm moving to Hollywood, damn it.
Right now, I proclaim,
right
I'm moving.
Right now, Howard. Get the limo. Really?
I love it. We all went through that serious actor time, didn't we?
I also have a BFA from UNLV.
Sometimes, thank it. God. You what?
I also have a BFA from UNLV.
Oh, really?
In theater performance.
I have a doctorate in theater.
And I actually, it's so funny with this.
I school just my mind.
I've recently, I just joined Facebook, and I'm getting connected with people I haven't talked to in so long.
I just joined Facebook,
too. Oh, my God, my Facebook sister.
We are so tardy for the party,
oh,
honey.
Completely.
Oh, my God.
Completely.
We are tardy for that
so
party.
So tardy. But I've been getting scolded
well,
by...
Well, I had to, because I kept having all these people say, oh, I saw you in this picture, blah, blah, and you get tagged in these photos that people don't take time to Photoshop, and you look like crap.
I know, I hate that.
You're like, I was forced because you guys make me look like shit.
I know. And so I thought, well, I'm going to have to join just to go delete all those damn things. Like, take them off your Facebook.
Untag.
Like,
untag.
Seriously.
Untag. I love it.
When people do that. If you're going to put a picture of someone up, Photoshop it.
Or, yeah. If it's of me, for sure, you know.
I
my thing is, like, don't put a picture of me as a boy. or when, whatever the right. in-between is without makeup. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Really?
Yeah, untag me. I don't want people Absolutely. Seeing me all ugly.
No one should be putting pictures of you up as a boy.
Look at me,
boy.
I'm glamorous.
You're glamorous and you're fierce.
I'm beautiful, damn it.
I'm beautiful.
Wonderful. Beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
Parker Posey.
Now get off my dress. Love that movie. We're really exciting right now.
I'm trying to be, but you are so like...
I'm sorry. So
I'm just going to scream louder. Maybe that will wake us up. What do you have besides your show in March? Are you doing anything in the upcoming close future for the, maybe the holidays, a holiday show, any
I'm
appearances?
Not doing a holiday show, but I am working on my fourth album, which is going to be an acoustic covers album of female cover songs.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and I'm going to be recording that. It's probably going to be available around the same time as my show goes up, so they'll kind of coincide with one another.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like PR Palooza.
It is like PR Lollapalooza. It is like the Lilith Fair on
crack.
Crack.
Yes, it totally is.
It is like the Lilith Fair on crack. I'm like a hardcore
The comment. Lilith Fair. That was so long ago.
I know. We should do it.
You know, they're supposed to come back with it, though.
I loved it. Because I'm a lesbian at heart.
Honey, I am too.
Like, I don't like to look pussy. But I love
it's more of
lesbian
a
music.
Thing. That's what I always yeah. say. I'm a lesbian politically, just not sexually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, I'll let a woman fill me up in a bar, but you know, I'm not going to go down on her.
If you ever need to, if you ever need a magnet for lesbians, you just bring this one with you.
Oh,
like
seriously.
You go and they just flock
that's like,
to her.
When I was doing,
she is like the lesbian. Crew.
Completely. We were at Roosterfish one night.
Tickets to ride you, honey.
It's true.
Seriously.
They do.
Yeah.
You know the lesbians are going to be into her.
Of course.
Like, you poor switch.
Have you seen this, honey?
Switch, bitch. What are you doing wasting your time with me? Switch
I
over.
I just, you know, I just like the penis.
Oh, honey.
Not mine necessarily, but I like the...
They've got penises.
I know, it's true. They just put them in the drawers.
And some of them don't actually have a physical penis, but they still got a bigger penis than most men.
That's true.
Exactly. Oh, I know
I love lesbians.
Like
that. And when I was doing music, you get in this very... lesbian environment and
oh,
you
God,
just
yeah.
kind of end up doing because I was the folky you know crazy folky
for sure, yeah
person that did lesbian music
I was
music
two steps away from going and living in my Volkswagen van just like Jewel did
I love it
yeah
you're on maybe that's the lucky that's
just
the trick
like Jewel.
Exactly. But then I thought well I can't do that because I need good lighting so it wouldn't work.
And where would I plug my flat iron
seriously
hello so yes we should do a...
We should start a Lilith trans...
Drag
fair.
Trans Lilith.
But that would actually be... We should.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll work my
Let's
music
call
up.
Sarah McLaughlin.
And now all the drag queens and trannies are doing music. All of them.
Really?
Yes. Detox is recording.
Is she?
Uh-huh. Rhea...
She's
Rhea Lit... No, no. Rhea Litre.
Rhea Li... Rhea
Li... Yeah. Rhea... Rhea... Joshua Miller. He's doing a she's doing a recording.
Really?
And yeah.
Well, you're listening to the Dina and Greg show and we've got Kelly Mantle here with us. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-602-4929. That's 818-602-4929. You have your guitar with you.
Mm.
Guitar.
See, I never leave home without it.
Would you like to play
you have a
for
nice
us?
Carrying case for
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
The carrying kit? Well, I'm so confused.
I'm just...
Okay, what would you like to set up what you're going to play for us?
You know what? I think I will do a cover song.
Will this be on your album? For?
And it's going to be on my covers album, and it's also going to be in my one-person show. So.
Fantastic. Well, the floor is yours, Kelly Mantle.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair and ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my name. Have your choice, man, but I could never love again. Don't you know he's the only one for me? I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you
That was, you just, oh my God, I can't wait for this album. Like, it just hit me, like, what we're going for on this album, and I want a copy now.
Oh,
someone called while Kelly was singing. Give us a call back. Sorry, I couldn't answer it. That would be rude. So call us back. 818-602-4929. That, oh my God, I just was thinking cover band, or cover a song, female. Her songs and mm-hmm. then that popped out.
Hi, Dolly Parton.
I know. Oh my God. Oh, we've got a caller, so I'm going to answer it. You're on the Dina and Greg show. Hello, you're on the Dina and Greg show with Kelly Mantle.
Hello.
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 Well, then, thank you.
Oh, it's the silent caller. I get those a lot.
I think he was breathing hard.
Pull it out first and then call us.
Seriously, are they still making noises? Is that noises that I hear?
No, I already hung up.
Oh.
Okay, damn. Let's try this one more time. You're on the Dina and Greg show with Kelly Mantle. Hello? Oh, there we go. I realized.
Hello?
I'm an idiot. Hello, you're on the Dina and Greg show with Kelly Mantle.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
My name is also Kelly, and I am a huge fan of yours.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I have been seeing you for years, and I'm wondering if we'll ever see Dusty again.
If you'll ever see what?
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes. Wow, that was from a long time ago. Where are you from, sister?
I'm from Hollywood.
Hollywood. You're a Hollywood girl. Dusty Rhodes was a long time ago, and you know what? I'm actually doing a few numbers that were his. Dusty Rhodes was a character I did for about a year at Highland Grounds that was open then. He was this hippie, stoned, guitar playing.
What do I feel like I've heard of this before?
Yeah, and I'm doing some of his numbers in my one-person show coming up in March, but I'm just going to do them as myself instead of as him, so.
Well, you're beautiful no matter what you do.
Well, you're beautiful,
aww,
too. Love you.
I love you too, Kelly.
Have a great night, Kelly. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I feel bad. She's such a cute, adorable girl, and I told her to take it out.
Oh, see?
Foot is in mouth.
Oh,
I'm so sorry,
it.
Kelly. don't hate us now, please.
No wonder all those Christians are so angry.
I know, right?
Damn it all. They're
horrible.
If you're so angry, I'll give you all a corduroy skirt.
Did you see that, Kelly?
No. What?
Oh, my God. There was a Christian lady on the corner in Syracuse that was... I'm going to find the picture.
Oh, I was going to try and pull it up.
So she had this big sign that said... God hates faggots, or no, something like homosexuality is a sin. And so this other guy went and got a poster and said God hates, or corduroy skirts are a sin. It was awesome. That's the big news around. Is that not amazing?
I love it. Aww. Oh my gosh, and she's wearing a corduroy skirt like all the way down to the ground, honey.
It's
like a full length.
It's a serious corduroy skirt.
What's she thinking?
I know.
See, I never understood that. I'm like, it is okay to, like, you know, have your little whole Christly ways and stuff, but come on, like, get some fashion. I know. But I think that Jesus or God wants you to look good if you're going to stand there.
You're representing the Lord. And
you're
look like that.
You're representing Jesus Christ, and you're wearing a denim skirt full length to the ground. What's wrong with you?
My best friend was like, you know, that is horrible or something. And I said, I think you have one of those skirts, don't you?
Doesn't it say somewhere in the Bible that denim's actually a sin and you'll go to hell if you wear it? No, seriously.
It does say, I chose attractive disciples. It does say that.
It does, doesn't it?
We're going to hell.
Poor little conservative Christian hostel.
God hates gays. And Dina and Greg and Kelly.
Tell me you grew up Pentecostal.
Honey, I grew up Methodist.
Did you?
Yeah,
me
you
too.
Know, it's two steps away from Baptist.
No.
We were a little bit more liberal.
We're so liberal. I remember when we actually acknowledged gays in the congregation, and now gays and lesbians can be pastors.
Well, see, you know what I did? Because growing up in Oklahoma, it's like... You know, especially I was the football coach's son. I was the brother of the all-star athlete. Mickey Mantle was my uncle. So I had this whole, like, you know, all these sports figures surrounding me growing up in a really small town in Oklahoma. And I just wanted to dress up like a girl all the time and just be a big, you know, girl with everyone. And so I thought, well, how can I do this without having the entire town just wanting to beat the holy shit out of me? So I was like, well, I know, I'll do it for Christ. As long as you do anything in the name of Jesus, you can get away with it. So I joined the Methodist church, and I, you know, would show up to like the church fundraiser talent shows dressed up like Madonna, you know, but I was doing it in the name of Jesus. So it was okay with them. And I'm like, awesome, this is great. So I'm like pretending like I'm Madonna in the name of Jesus.
Christian loopholes.
Seriously.
That wouldn't have flown in my small town.
Well, I think the fact that my dad was high school football coach and my uncle was Mickey Mantle probably helped more than
that probably did a little bit.
Face beat in.
I was always excited because I grew up Baptist / you know, Pentecostal, and so I always loved going to the Methodist church because they had dances in the basement and we couldn't dance
balls.
Everywhere in the Baptist church. And
so you guys, you weren't allowed to dance, were you?
No, we weren't supposed to dance.
I saw that movie too. It's now a Broadway musical.
I know, right?
But yeah, that's so awesome.
Wow.
You did it in your small town?
Oh, honey. I've done it since I can remember. Are you kidding?
I was the one who always got fag.
See,
you know,
I was
the
so
horrible
fortunate.
Calls.
I mean, when I would go to other towns, like when we would have field trips or things to other towns, I would always get, are you a boy or a girl? Aww. And I'm like, both.
What?
But in my own town, I never did.
Boy, girl, tomato, tomato, whatever.
You know?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, it was because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
It's true.
Absolutely.
I own a condo in hell. Y'all welcome to visit sometime.
Oh, I love it.
Bring your passport. They might let you go back home.
Maybe.
I hope
so
not.
I'm really excited about going home this year for Christmas.
Are you?
Because I kind of have a
little... What part of Dallas?
Well, I grew up in a small town north of Dallas called Salina.
Oh, gosh, I know Salina.
Do you really?
Shut up.
You had to drive through it,
didn't
you?
I spent most of my time in Plano, but I know Salina.
Yeah. Plano? Mm-hmm. I went to college there in Plano. Yeah, that's my stomping ground, girl.
That's your stomping ground, honey. She's from Texas.
You know. Steers, queers, and trannies. That's all that comes from there.
Spicks, chicks with dicks and hicks.
Hello.
That's what I'm talking about.
I grew up in a trailer court.
You did?
I did.
A trailer court or a trailer park?
Trailer park. Court.
Oh, I thought
same
you
difference. My hometown is 400
people. Trying to make it all sound more glamour. I was growing up in a trailer court.
I lived in a trailer cul-de-sac.
I'm from a home. My hometown is 400 people. Until like 1988, it was in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most bars per capita. And in this town of 400 people, there are two trailer parks.
Uh-huh.
And I was in one of them.
Wow.
Yay, so, bars.
There were only 400 people in your town?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think there's 400 now. At that time, it was like 250, three.
That's smaller than mine.
What town did?
I grew up in Cordell, Oklahoma. Cordell? Like down in southwestern Oklahoma. Where all the tornadoes hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would stand out on the front lawn and watch a tornado, like, two fields away, just like it was, you know, nothing. Like, oh, look, it's a tornado.
Get out here. You got to look at this tornado.
Y'all get on out here. Virgil, get out of my tomato.
Get down in the
tomato.
Get
there.
Down in the storm cellar, y'all.
Uh-huh.
There's a tornado coming around.
There's a tornado coming. Clear out the closet and pull out the mattresses.
I love it.
That's what we did every time.
Aww.
Wheels got in the bathtub. And
yeah.
The...
We'd sit there and let it pass over, and it sounded like a freight train. It sounded like a freight train, dude.
It was just a hop, skip, and a jump from old Widow Mayer's house. You know, we were worried that it was going to take our whole family out. But, you know.
We blinked, and they were gone.
Well, you can always expect a funeral next week.
So, what are your holiday plans? Are you going back to Oklahoma?
You know what? I'm not this year because of the show. We are in hardcore pre-production for the show.
Okay.
So, I don't get to go back home this year. I usually go home every year either for Thanksgiving or Christmas. And this year, I don't get to. And I'm so sad because I love my family so much.
Are you not even going to be able to go home until after the show?
I'm not going to be able to go home until after the show.
Oh, sweetie. Are they going to come out? Any family members going to come out and see the show?
Well, they better.
Aw.
Get your asses out here.
Y'all get on out here.
Can fly into LAX or over in the Bob Hope Airport.
But you know when they come, they're just so irreverent.
Are they good?
It's like they'll, you know, show up to... What, you know, that's to sign your name in, not to draw in. Now wait out in the lobby and be reverent.
I love it.
It's like, Dad, you're not supposed to talk during my show to me while I'm standing on stage. But, well, sorry, you're doing good. Keep on going. It's like, can you, you're not supposed to.
Oh my God, I know your family. Yeah. I do.
That happened to me. I was doing a huge musical, and my little old grandma, who was just like on the verge of death, you know, shows up to see it. And she literally leans over to me as I'm singing a song, and she pats me on the knee and goes, "You're doing good. You're doing so good." Right off the front row. And I just look down and shake my head, like, really? Like,
oh, I love it.
So, yeah, they're from Oklahoma.
They are. Aw. And they're supportive of you. That's awesome.
So supportive. My parents are my best friends and the funniest people I've ever met in my life. So.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Very cool.
I like to hear that.
How about yours?
My mom is coming to terms. Yeah. She's coming along.
Cool.
The rest of them, you know, I'm not sure because we haven't really. And we haven't sent out the press release. The press release is coming out this year.
Right. Oh, is it?
December 25th.
Oh, wow.
I'm all, here you go. I just want to know what's going on.
Oh, as you go home. Oh, wow.
The press release.
Now, how long has
your
it been since you've been home?
Your son is going to be a woman.
He's a woman.
Your grandchild. I was there last year.
Are these transgender-friendly microphones? Do they make me sound more like a woman?
I, you know, I've been working on getting those in. We're working with the station right now to get transgendered.
Honey, you need some transgender-friendly lighting in here.
I know, right, girl?
My 5 o'clock shadow is already looking like 8 o'clock.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even want to talk to you about that right now.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm on the tail end of my laser time.
Oh,
so
shit.
Start
Can I
next
just say
week.
That shit hurts?
It is
like
not
a
fun.
Mofo.
It is not fun.
It is like someone taking an ice pick and just repeatedly sticking it under your skin and just twisting it like every 5 milliseconds.
It's fantastic.
So and you know what? I start laughing. I mean, my poor.
Who would
know,
like sashimi?
Yeah. I'm all like trying to not to cry, but I'm not like crying because I, you know, I withstand pain pretty well. I just sit there and I'm like,
I go with her once in a while, and yeah. I sit outside the room, and I can just hear the woman, the braziness, whatever you call her. She's like, "You're doing good. You're doing good." And then I'll hear hee from both of them, yeah. And then I go like, "Oh, oh." And then it will be this circle. You're doing good. You're good. Yeah. Yeah.
And I love when you go online sex. And read about it. They're like, "Oh, you can just go on your lunch break and get it done and go right back to work." Honey, I look like the Elephant Man for like a week after it was
yes.
done. Like, I'm like, there's yeah. no going back to work after lunch break.
Yeah. No. And it's terrible going out in public after it, but, you know, I have to do what I have to do. Well, you know.
She goes in Glendale, so we always go.
Nobody knows me over there.
We always go somewhere afterwards, out to lunch, to IKEA, to a movie.
And all the straight women and men over there in their conservative little houses and homes are like,
yeah.
What is that?
Linda, watch out. The trainee's almost here. Stay in your house. Stay in your house.
Don't come out.
And I look like one of those robber bandits because I love how they say, "Now don't get any sun exposure." I'm like, I live in L.A. How do you expect me not to get sun exposure? So I drive home with a bandana wrapped around my face. And people are like pulling up to me on the 101 going, "Okay, do you think you're a gangster or a bandit?" And I'm all like, "Yo, what's up?" I'm all like wearing my bandana.
You're wearing it well too, honey.
Shit, girl.
Wear that bandana.
Gotta cover up my pustules for my hair removal.
Yeah, you know, I'm really, it's really weird because not too many people see my cooter area. And so I'm on the...
Thank God I'm about to close this show up.
You know what?
I'm on the road to cooter hair removal. And
shit.
Yeah.
The road.
It's
that's
well,
gotta hurt.
It goes... To, it go, I'm above the area.
Oh, no.
But that one time, I don't have as much to shave, and it's fabulous.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you, honey. She's going to look like a little...
Kelly, will you do me a favor and tell everyone where they can find you?
You can find me on the corner of Santa Monica and High. Oh, I'm sorry. You mean
that's where you can find her too.
That's how I know her.
Get off the corner, bitch.
They both work in Tranny Hookerwood, mm-hmm. right by Del Taco.
Okay,
she stays on that side. I got
anyway,
the donut side.
We're getting caught. We're getting lost again. Tell everyone.
Okay.
Where
I am at KellyMantle.com and it's KellyMantle.com or I'm at MySpace.com/Mantle. And I just joined Facebook, and I don't think that they have a little URL address because
they can just look you up, Kelly Mantle.
Exactly. Yeah. Google
I found
me.
I'm going to look you up tonight.
I found you.
We're going to be friends by tomorrow morning. By the time you wake up, we're going to be friends.
Don't you be going
to wake up with me?
To my pictures long. I know you will.
I
dirty am birdie.
I should tell you about his computer.
Anyway,
after looking at your. Anyway, don't forget that tomorrow night at Hair Lounge, we are doing our holiday mixer
You're
and toy
coming,
drive.
Right?
I'll be there.
Okay.
Yay! Tuesday night, the Queers of Comedy at M Bar. Wednesday night.
Oh, and Friday night, I'm doing Calpurnia Adams' show at
Yay!
Hamburger Mary's. It's called Unreal, and it's so fun. Come out and see it. Miss Barbecue, Detox, Willem, Calpurnia. It's so much fun.
Yay.
Those are on Fridays at 10 o'clock at Hamburger Mary's.
Excellent.
And Drunk on Stage with Bruce Daniels is coming to an end for the year. So definitely try and get over at Foo Barns or at Akbar and see that. And
you
check
can visit
us out.
Us at DinaAndGregShow.com. And you can also visit us on Facebook. Be our fan. Be our friends. And
check us out on Twitter. And we are done. We are sponsored by gay.com. And have a great week.
Thank you. I'm Dina
Bye.
Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter.
Have a good evening.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter. Only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.